Two devastating back-to-back earthquakes have hit Venezuela, killing scores of people and injuring hundreds. The quakes, which had magnitudes of 7.2 and 7.5, hit an area about 150 kilometers west of the capital, Caracas. Hundreds of buildings have been toppled, and the damage bill is likely to be in the billions. In Caracas, locals recalled what they witnessed.
All the walls were cracked. We managed to open the door however we could. There was a cloud of smoke that wouldn't let us see. And when we went downstairs, the scene was like a horror movie.
Part of what's made these quakes so devastating isn't just their power, but also because they hit only 39 seconds and 5 kilometres apart. The US Geological Survey says they constituted what's known as a doublet. In a more typical earthquake situation, the main quake is often from a single source and is followed by smaller, progressively diminishing aftershocks. Doublets are different.
These doublets, we call these doublets when there's two earthquakes that happen close in space and time.
This is William Yek, a seismologist at the US Geological Survey's Geologic Hazards Science Center.
A lot of earthquake ruptures have some sort of complexity in their process where the release of slip on the fault changes over time as the earthquake ruptures. In this case, it looks like there's two potential earthquakes, so separate sources, but they sort of merge together. So there's other earthquakes where have this kind of complexity, but it's all combined into a single event.
With a doublet, two earthquakes happen that are technically from different sources, with the magnitude between them similar, and with aftershocks reverberating from both. William Yek says that 39 seconds is really close for two large magnitude earthquakes.
So people in the area probably felt it as potentially one earthquake, so the start of some smaller shaking and then really intense shaking almost a minute later.
While uncommon, doublets do occur. One in 2023 hit Syria and Turkey. Those quakes had magnitudes of 7.8 and 7.7 and were just 95 kilometers and 9 hours apart. The death toll in that instance exceeded 50,000 people across two countries. In 1988, another one, which was a triplet, hit Australia in the Northern Territory town of Tennant Creek. With the 2023 doublet, research suggested the first earthquake likely triggered the second one. And the same could be the case for the Venezuela quakes, with the first fault increasing stress on the second. Mark Quigley is an associate professor of earthquake science at the University of Melbourne. He says the geology of the north of Venezuela means it's more susceptible to a doublet.
Those conditions are first that it's basically on a plate boundary between the Caribbean and South American tectonic plates, and there's arrays of faults all through that region, which do generate major earthquakes like these ones. And so there is the crustal structure, I suppose, that would enable faults to be communicating with one another in this way, and for earthquakes to trigger other ones.
He says in the coming weeks and months, the already hard-hit region will likely be exposed to a prolonged sequence of aftershocks.
So, for example, there's a 10% probability of that you could even get another magnitude 7 in the region. And there's more than half, so about a 60% probability that you'll get a magnitude 6 aftershock. And we would expect in the next year there may be as many as 10 to 20 significant felt earthquakes that could, depending on their location and characteristics, cause future damage in the region.
Meanwhile, leaders from across the political spectrum have expressed solidarity with Venezuela, sending rescue workers and equipment to reach people believed trapped beneath collapsed buildings. Authorities fear the death toll may reach the thousands in a country where millions of people already needed humanitarian assistance, following more than a decade of economic depression.